Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. We made it through season 9, and we're at the first part of the reunion. Thank God there's only 2 parts.
Oh, my God.
Last one was 4.
I've been looking forward to this so much, and it delivered. Like, part one,
mwah, part chef's one kiss. Delivered. Part one was fantastic.
I'm so happy.
So before we get into it, be sure to check out our other podcasts. We have Summer is Fun, a Summer House podcast, which is happening now. The live series, if we want to talk Chef Kiss, it's Summer House season 6.
Fantastic. That is true. That is true. If you don't watch the show already, go start from season 6 and you'll be okay. But we do recommend going back 1 through 5 and even some Winter House in there.
Honestly, this is Bravo's shining gem. And we have 1 season wonders. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe. We did get another review, or not a review, a rating. I don't know what it was, but thank you so much. We got a rating. I hope it was good. Also, join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta and join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get. So for $1 a month, you get access to all of our really fun pre-shows that Meredith and I record, where we talk about anything we want because it's our show.
Like our dumbass injuries today we talked about.
Yeah, we're at 1,000. Some people think we're like 12, but actually our bodies are at least 57-year-olds.
It's so pathetic. The spirit of a 12-year-old, the body of a 57-year-old.
Really hard to be us.
And my birth certificate says 26.
You also get episodes that we record early. When we go, eventually when seasons end, we will go back and do old seasons of shows. It's very difficult right now because we have 2 live seasons going.
Who would have thought, like, in 2020 we would have had all this content back to back to back? But it's been good.
We love it.
We do have a little bit of old content that'll keep you occupied.
Also, for $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, you get access to the after show that we do when we go back and watch old episodes. Also, we'll say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Chris, Dustin, Jackie, Kristen, Tiffany, Tracy, Danae, Gina, Kelsey, Mariah, Sarah, and Zoe.
Yay! Woo.
Never forget when it was just like 2 people, and now I need to take a breath in between saying names.
Whole gang. It's so fun. I love it. I love hearing their thoughts.
I do too. And then for $5 an episode, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, you get access, like Meredith said, to give us your thoughts on the
prime time, the big stage. I care about this so much because it makes me feel not alone in all my thoughts and opinions, or I get a fight with you. And I love that too.
I love that. You can give us your thoughts and opinions on Instagram if you so choose, but we probably won't.
That's a 1-to-1. Yeah.
Podcast. Yeah. You'll get one of us. We don't even know most of the time.
You know, it's Russian roulette of who you're honestly responding to. And maybe I may or may not put my name.
I hope one day they're just like, I hope this is Meredith because I like hate Alicia, or vice versa. And then it's the other one of us and we like catfish.
I'm dead. It is kind of like a catfish.
But yeah. But if you want us to talk about it on the episode, this is where you give us your opinion. Also, we'll pick a patron of the episode. So this week I'm gonna pick Chris, Meredith's dad.
Woohoo! Actually, here I'm downstairs right now.
Oh my God, Chris, what the fuck is that? He listens, he never watches the shows.
That's okay. You know what? He just deleted my Vanderpump Rules on the DirecTV box, so he let those sit for a while. So for that, Chris, my dad, you get the patron of the week.
Shout out, or the episode, whatever. We record so much, I don't even know. Shout out, Chris. But let's get into this episode, shall we? So we're in LA, we're all getting ready. Mm-hmm. Andy gives us the coming up on the reunion. It's going to be unlike any other. There's so many shocks. Ariana and Katie fight, Charlie and Sheena fight. Ooh. We talk about Lala and Raquel losing their, I don't know, fiancés. The sand or the Toms versus the wives. It's very fun. Sheena gets called a user. Raquel's having nightmares about the wedding day. Randall cheated and Lala's pissed about it. And it's great. And we're excited. And that's what we wanted, right? I'm knowing Bravo. I was like, they're going to push Lala and James and Raquel to the second episode.
Yes.
Like, we're going to have to fucking wait. But no, within the first 10 minutes,
we get it. Which in between there, I'm just going to let you know I'm drinking and I'm mixing it up. Oh my gosh,
shout out. I'm drinking tea. So shout out to us. Cheers to another successful season, but we'll do that next episode because we still have one more.
Okay, I did read an article prior to watching this episode that they dressed it right at the top. So I'm happy that they kept it edited the same. But yeah, I agree. I was ready for the first episode to touch on, you know, like, not that this stuff is less important, but the less dramatic, like Charlie and Sheena. Yeah. And like Charlie and Sheena fighting because like Charlie was touched by that guy or like
even the more like shit.
Light like, stuff. Care. Yeah.
Is it bad? I didn't care about Brock. Like I was
well,
like,
because it was like the same stuff. And honestly, we'll get to it all, but like,
anyway, so So, backstage already, you get the hint that James and Raquel are emotionally struggling, not necessarily with each other, but just like,
there's just like an awkward tenseness in the air.
Yeah. Like everyone asks if they're okay. So at the actual reunion, we have Ariana Sandoval, Brock, Sheena, James, Raquel, and Charlie. They're in person because of COVID regulations, or maybe they just weren't comfortable.
They said protocols. So my assumption is that Lala, Katie, exposed. And Tom were exposed to someone and they weren't willing to do that, makes sense.
I agree. I think that's what it was. So Lala, Katie, and Tom Schwartz are remote. They're not here yet. And Sheena's very happy because she makes it very clear. She's not excited for this remote group to show up. So then we do, you know, classic. We got a
round robin.
Lisa is a grandmother. She's called Nanny Pinky.
Oh my God. Love. And we got that little photo of the baby. I love it. Yeah,
finally. Pandora's the favorite. Obviously. So Sandoval looks great. Ariana looks fantastic, but I'm not a fan of the hair. But we do get a quick clip of her falling. Andy's favorite and mine.
Oh my God. And I love how she's like, I don't know how I fell. And they're all like, obviously, look at it. I still don't understand how she fell. I really thought she was on rollerblades.
There's something weird that hits her bottom calf to stop her.
Like, where it looks like, that's why I thought she was on rollerblades, because I thought her bottom half rolled out from under her a little bit.
She says she doesn't know how she fell. Everyone else was like, it's the shots, but I want the logistics. I want the geometry of it. I want to know.
Yeah. Give me all the camera angles and let's do like a online little deep dive on this.
Yeah. So, I hate Brock's shirt, but it's actually the first guy that is at the full reunion of Sheena. I mean, Shay only stopped by.
Wow. And Rob never showed up. I did not ever notice that. And you know what?
I know.
There you go, Congrats. Brock. You got something.
Congrats. Charlie looks fucking amazing. She's lost a lot of weight. You know, COVID, we all binge drank and ate a ton.
That gives me inspiration.
Unlike Charlie, the rest of us didn't lose it.
No. What was cool, she did that like fitness competition thing. That was that other picture.
Yeah. She looks
Congrats
great.
To her, yeah.
Sheena also looks great. She's good as gold. She also knows how many followers her baby has. I don't know how many followers I even have. And it's
oh my God, 119,000 followers. Oh, wow. I'm flabbergasted.
Too much. So James and Raquel both look great. But when Andy says, James, how you doing? James says he's been better. And
which, let Andy's me just like, say, Andy has been briefed on what's going on.
He has to have been. So yes. Andy's like,
They said in an article I read that, like a producer, they told a producer told Andy and Lisa, and then they
Andy's like, how are you specifically? So James now can't lie. So he goes, I've been better. And Andy's like, why? What's wrong? And he looks at Raquel and he's like, do you want to tell him? And Raquel's like, I don't know. You could tell him. I don't know who told him, but someone said that we broke off the engagement.
Oh my God.
And everyone's shocked.
Oh my God. Their faces just drop.
Sandoval was like, what the fuck? Ariana lost it. Sheena's whole face has become a meme, basically.
Oh my god, yeah. And I love whenever Ariana, like a little bit later, she's like, we were just at Disney together.
I know, were there like yesterday. 3 days.
Yeah, like 2 days ago. I'm like, oh my god.
Mind blown. So basically, we're, of course, the question is why?
Yeah.
And Raquel's been thinking about it for a while. And James has noticed that her heart isn't in it. And basically, she didn't want to, you know, Raquel and James have been through everything. Raquel didn't want to give up on James because they're so deep in this relationship.
She's so amazing.
I know, but she's been having nightmares about this wedding day. So you just know it's not right. So they
that tells me that like she's probably been having this thought for a very long time, mm-hmm. and it had to get that bad for her to be like, okay, this isn't right.
I mean, we all fucking saw it this season. I was stressed for baby.
Which
Raquel.
Like that shows you how much like Raquel really does care about James. She didn't want to leave him. That's not what this is about. She does love him. It just isn't right.
So then Andy asked, like, so did Raquel break it off? And James was like, actually, it was kind of both of us because. You know,
I think that's their party line, though.
I think it is too. I think, though, when they talked about, I don't know if it's here, but we'll just talk about it. They talked about soulmates, right? James asked Raquel, am I your soulmate? And Raquel said no. So I think right there, James was like, then you can't be my soulmate because my soulmate wouldn't be. Like, I think James was taken off guard by it, but I think he agreed to it.
Yeah.
Because like,
I agree with that. I think Raquel started the conversation basically and James came to the same conclusion and just,
I think James loves her so much that like, if Raquel doesn't want to be in it, James will obviously agree to that.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. So he's heartbroken. Ariana's like, how the fuck long has this been happening? And Raquel's like, honestly, it's been happening, but I didn't reflect on it until recently. Lisa just cannot understand.
I think people see like how much work has been put into this relationship and think that like you can keep working on it. You'll get it there.
But it's like how much.
But to them, they're like James even talks about like, I quit drinking. I thought it would fix our problems, but it didn't. Doesn't mean you're going to get the solution or the things you want and putting more and more time and effort isn't going to get there. To be honest, what they're doing is deciding probably not to get basically a divorce in the future.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? I love them both. Mm-hmm. I think they're both handling it great. James crying really broke my heart. I know he's the bad guy.
I agree. I don't think he treats her exactly how he should, but nobody ever does. I think James truly is doing the best he can. And there's still a lot of work he can do, but like with Raquel, like she always, she talks about like, they've been through so much together and like, they both pretty much say that some of their happiest moments have been in this life together. And I fully believe that, but that doesn't mean you don't need to have work on yourself and to put yourself first in this moment.
I agree. Just
because it isn't terrible. Like, I don't think it's terrible. I think they have normal people problems, but they're starting to realize the puzzle actually doesn't fit exactly right. Like you could force this piece together, but like, what does that do?
It doesn't show the picture that you're trying to get it to. So Sandoval's tearing up too. And honestly, a lot of people roasted him on this, but I was kind of tearing up. So I kind of get it. Like, I was sad.
I'm sad.
People were like, Sandoval's making this about himself.
No, like, I think Sandoval
didn't have to cut to Sandoval. I think Sandoval is just genuinely sad.
He really feels things. And you can even see like, even with the Katie stuff, I don't think he handles that stuff well, but you can tell that his emotions are on his sleeve. And so like, he's not someone to hold back just because other people want him to.
Yeah. So of course, James is sobbing, says Raquel is still obviously his best friend and he wants to be there, but he wants her to go be the happiest she can be. And then we get a montage.
Oh my God. Of literally every year of the last five.
Bravo. Yeah.
I'm like, this is the one time editors like didn't want a montage.
Fuck you, shady editors coming for me now.
I'm technically all in, but not today, sir.
Yeah. So Raquel said the hardest part. Oh yeah. Okay. So quarantine really changed their relationship a lot. And then we find out they haven't been having sex for a while. And we're like, how long is a while? And she goes, since James rage texts me. And Sheena goes, that wasn't even this season. That was 2 years ago. And
two summers ago. Oh. That means it's been 2.5 years.
I was like, oh,
they end up kind of clarifying and say like they have
yeah,
slept together. It's
like passionate moments.
Yes, but it's not a consistent thing.
Yes.
They really haven't been sleeping together. Which is
crazy.
Like for a while, but they would like, they had sex every once in a while.
I literally went, oh my fucking God. And I go, oh bless. They have a few passionate moments in there. Like I couldn't imagine.
I thought they were going to say no to the, whenever Andy asked if they had sex the night of their engagement. I was like, I'm sorry.
You guys
got engaged first off when you really haven't been sleeping together for, at that point,
years, like 2 years.
At that point, it was 2 years. Like now it's 2.5 years by the time this reunion's filmed.
Yeah.
Like what?
I know. But thank God. So they weren't telling on planet, or they weren't planning on telling everyone today. But you know, they tell one producer and it's fucking out in the open.
Well, I wonder if like, because James said like, oh, we thought about just waiting until like January, because then it's my birthday and I'll be gone and it's easier for Raquel to move out. But I wonder if they started to realize like it's harder to put on a lie for this entire reunion than to do anything else. But they told the producer so they could get it out at the reunion.
Yes. And I think like this whole season really was surrounding their love.
Yes. Right? That's why I think it would be so hard to sit through these two reunion episodes.
Because we would have focused excited are you for the wedding?
Oh my God. It's like, when's the planning? Like, what are you thinking? Sheena's
still a bridesmaid. What's happening? Like, it would, I agree. I think it was right to tell everyone. RIP to Sandoval's wallet, but he doesn't care. It was in the moment. He supports. He's sad. He's more sad about the love ending than his actual money.
Which is weird. It is really weird to come full circle on this season because Andy says it started with the engagement, it ended with the engagement party, and now it ends with the end of the engagement.
I know. Like, you can't write it better than this for Bravo's sake.
Like, but they say, they feel like they were trying to keep up with it. Like, you know, like you have this, you become this character on these shows, I bet. And so you're keeping up this relationship because it's part of the show storyline. Yeah. And I agree. What do you do?
I get it. Okay, so we're going to switch to a different kind of toxic couple. We talk about Jax and Brittany.
Holy shit. I was shocked we just got, came here.
I really quick want to point out, we do not talk about Stassi or Kristen. I think that's because they were fired for the racism that they kind of promote.
Yes.
Not kind of. They, actually promoted racism. Or, were racist. But I think Jax was just let go for being, insane and problematic with everyone on the cast.
Yeah, I think it was easier to, it came to a head with Stassi and Kristen in a very specific moment, but Jax, it was between the two seasons, which was a long period of time, people were like, you need to fire him. But it's never been addressed.
I'll bet you that I'm sure Ariana and Sandoval were like, we're not inviting Jax to our shit this season, so he's not going to be in on it. But we need the Toms because of Tom Toms. And I bet Charlie wasn't going to film with Jax. And I bet
even just the public outcry. I mean, there's that whole fire Jax Taylor Instagram. I think it's still up.
Well, of course, we got to talk about Jax and Brittany. Sheena just saw them because now we all have babies. So the past is forgiven. But Sandoval and Jax are not friends. Jax actually didn't even go to Katie's Christmas party because Sandoval was there. And this man is 57,000 years old and he's still bitching like a 12-year-old.
I realized he wasn't in those photos, but
Brittany was there.
There was something else.
French outfit or something.
Yeah. And even the kid was there, Cruz. So how insane, how much of a tantrum you have to throw in as an adult.
Oh, immature.
To go to a neutral space. It's not like the party was at Sandoval's house.
Nope.
To not go to Katie and Schwartz's house just because Sandoval is there.
Honestly, Ariana is thrilled though. She doesn't really.
Yeah.
Sandoval is probably heartbroken and Ariana is could care less.
I bet it is hard because they've been friends forever. Like that, is a lot of years to lose. But
Miami, baby. So Lisa sees Brittany all the time because of Vanderpump Dogs, but she doesn't really see Jax. And that's because the last time she really saw Jax, his famous last words on the show was him telling Lisa that this is his show, which Lisa called him out on.
I actually love that those were his last words.
I do too. It was hilarious. It's again, very poetic. Vanderpump way. Now we're going to talk about James's sobriety. He's California sober. He just smokes weed. He's high right now, baby. Fuck yeah. Yeah, Raquel thinks that you could be California sober as long as you don't do cocaine. And he's like,
that's the one thing.
Are you doing cocaine? And Raquel then goes, oh, I shouldn't have said anything.
It sounds like he was doing cocaine all the time now. And he's like, listen,
when I drank,
once or twice, I did it.
I wasn't in like COVID doing cocaine in my bathroom.
I'm not like addicted to cocaine. It was like a party moment, which makes sense. I feel like that's just standard for LA.
And then I have to point this whole reunion, Andy and Lisa, they're not fighting, but they're like butting heads. Like anything Lisa and Andy,
they definitely
like,
have differing opinions. Yeah.
Because then Lisa's like, that's why you're not having sex, because you're always high. And Andy goes, actually, sex high is very fun.
Pretty
fun. And Lisa's
fun.
Like, don't back him up, Andy. But this happens, I think I wrote it down, but I was always like, Andy and Lisa can't agree. Okay, then we talk about James's anger. We relive all his mad moments from like 2017, which was a time.
The fact that they even showed some of like when he was with Kristen.
Oh my God, we got the apartment spitting.
I thought of you and I was just so happy for you.
I stopped taking notes just so I could watch that. I wrote down salad argument and then it goes blank because I'm sure I was like, he's spitting. But Raquel just says, you know, through James's anger and rage, you know, she grew apart from him and she wants to dedicate her life to helping kids with disabilities.
I mean,
sweet baby.
She has said this before, but I'm like, you are just like,
she's
you're
a reality star now, and she still wants to do that. And she just says, like, through James's kind of sobriety, but like also his anger, she's felt really drained, and now she's gonna put her energy back into it and commit to something.
And part of it wasn't James's fault, though. She did say, like, living in LA, you start getting into this a different lifestyle. And it is hard to like follow your dreams because you're living this LA life. And now she's a reality star, like you said, and there's just so much to it, but I commend her for like wanting to go back and like back to her roots and her original dreams to make it happen.
I agree. So that's someone, I don't know who, but this asshole is like, are you going to keep the ring?
Oh my God.
And then
Charlie's like, don't give it back.
I know. Cause Raquel goes like, I'm gonna give it back, and she starts to take it off, and that's when Charlie's like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, and she's like, Raquel's like, do you want it back now? And everyone is like, don't, it's breaking our hearts, please don't do it.
I feel like it's weird to not give it back in this moment, though, once somebody points it out. Like, I wish nobody pointed it out, because that is a very private moment.
It was something too, like, you're still wearing the ring, like, just an observation, but you, like, fucked it, we all had to sit through this awkwardness. So then Brock is like, how long has this been going on?
No, he goes, wait, when did this happen? And James is like, I literally just walked through everything. We literally just spent the first 15 minutes talking about this.
I'm glad James lost it, because I would lose it in this moment too. I'd be like, I'm not reliving the hardest moment of my life.
You're digging in, into the hardest moment of my life. When like, this is where I'm like, Brock, you don't know your place. This isn't Sheena, who has known him forever, being like, I just still can't understand how this happened. This is Brock being like, when did this happen? Tell me more.
Yeah. Also, where were you this past, I don't know, half hour, sir?
This is all we've talked about.
What are you looking at?
We spent 5 minutes on Jackson Brittany, but every other moment we've talked about James.
Yeah, so James kind of loses it. He brings up Brock's family, which, like, isn't great. But also, like, I also get it. So, like,
I get it, because he's like, you can see that. Well, what he says is, you can see this is hard. Just like I bet leaving your family was hard. Yeah.
But, like, got him.
Like,
there's something endearing about James when he lashes out. I don't know why.
I agree. As long as he doesn't go truly postal, I enjoy it when he does. Because he puts people in their place.
I agree. So he gets the ring back, and Ariana is like, you need to know no one here is a James hater. Like, we all love you.
Yes, because which I think he needed.
In this, right, you look at the two of them, Raquel's clearly just like the better person all around, but we love James. Like, that
it comes off. I feel like it, especially with Brock's most recent comment, it comes off as James, like, what did you do wrong? Like, what did you do here? When they clearly came to this decision together, they are really trying to put that party line out there that, like, we sat down and talked about this. Never. There wasn't like a blow up fight. James didn't do something in that moment. Like, yes, James has like anger issues throughout our relationship, but there's not one moment where he effed up and so I'm done.
Where he's been like a bad person. Yeah. Just Raquel's we would look like horrible people compared to Raquel. Like, she's
absolutely James would look like he was cheated on if I were like in a relationship with him. Like, I did something.
We would fuck James up.
You know what? That is kind of hard to like be with someone who like is so pure and like seems perfect, because
you're always the bad guy.
Yes. Yeah. I do have like I have a lot of empathy for him in this situation, because no matter what is said, I feel like people aren't gonna believe in this group and in like the massive public that like he didn't do anything wrong in this moment. Again, yes, he had a lot of anger problems that he's expressed over the last few years that have contributed to this, but I don't think people are going to give him the benefit of the doubt or the sympathy or like the love that he deserves coming out of this.
I agree. Okay. But yeah, so then James, of course, loses it, says Brock's a James hater. He's never been a good friend and he's a user.
Brock is a good friend to James.
I don't either. But yeah, Brock says that, you know, look, because then Brock takes it a step too far and he's like, oh, you're coming at me. Your partner's the one that's fucking done with you. And I'm like,
again, like, why dig in in this really hard time?
Sure. This is the other thing, right? James is not only way younger than Brock and has way less life experience. Like, right, Brock has how many kids? He should like mature a little bit.
Yeah.
James is in his 20s still. And he's had to become sober. He's like,
you know what?
He's breaking this off, and Brock still just needs to. It's like if your dad fucking in him.
I'm gonna make a stand here, and I'm gonna say Brock is the new Jax of the show. Yeah. He's not as bad, but like Brock is just like chiming in on every single thing that has nothing to do with him. This reminds me of last season 8 reunion, when Jax would not let Charlie speak.
Yeah, they had to mute him because it was just like, shut the fuck up.
Like, honestly. Brock, this, you don't know anything about this relationship. You just met these people. Yeah, like, lay off.
So James has to take a break. He leaves. Sandoval offers, because Sandoval loves him, to go get him. They do like a cute hug. This is where James says he doesn't want to look like the bad guy. He just knows they're not in love anymore.
Sheena also says to Raquel during this time that like she deserves better than James. And I'm like, okay, I feel like that comment was unnecessary in this moment, because you're supposed to be James's friend too.
Just don't have it televised. You can think that, like, we all think that a little bit.
Say it to him private. Like, you're adding to this. It's James's fault snowball, in my opinion. I feel like James is getting a bad rap on this part, and it makes me really sad.
Charlie says what we all think, and she's like, James just doesn't want to admit that this wasn't really his choice. Which is true. Yes. He's clearly heartbroken.
Yes.
We just got to let him mourn.
I think it was Raquel's choice and James agreed to it. Yeah.
So yeah, let's talk about Charlie a little bit.
Yeah.
Everyone loves her, man. Charlie's a fucking star. I love her too.
Me too.
Especially about her food issues. So she talks about it as James is like coming back. So it's slightly distracting, but she says, you know, she doesn't like when people ask her about her food issues on the spot. She's always pressured to eat as a kid, which makes her not want to eat things she doesn't want to eat. She wants to have a choice, and she didn't like Sheena's enchiladas because she comes from a Hispanic family and Sheena whitewashed her enchiladas, and Sheena was so offended, but didn't want, she's like, oh, they're really white.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, they are, but that's how I like them. And it's like, okay, so let's stop bragging about them. Maybe this is why Bravo did not air any of my enchilada comments over the last few years.
So then we talk about Brock's birthday party when Charlie and Brock, you know, Brock's friend touched Charlie. So Charlie said he just got handsy and she didn't want to be the one to scold him. She wanted her friend to scold him so she doesn't look bitchy, which I totally get.
Yes.
But also, if your friend doesn't know, there's like no way.
Yes. I like that Sheena vocalized this. I didn't know that is what you needed from me as a friend, but now I know. She's like, I hope this doesn't happen in the future. However, if it does, I know what you need from me as a friend. I think Sheena handled this perfectly.
I do too. So then Andy's about to ask another question, but he calls Brock Rob, which is the funniest thing, because there are two Robs that Sheena has dated, which is just even funnier.
I forgot about that.
The Bachelorette.
Yeah, I forgot about Robbie Hayes, that weird ass date they did in Las Vegas.
I know. But this is why he called him Rob, because we need to talk about Brock hanging a TV in less than 7 minutes.
And beating Rob's previous time.
Appalling. So it felt like 3 a.m. So then Charlie tweeted, which was funny. She tweeted like, oh my God, maybe you should have taken more than 7 minutes to
get this. Yes, hilarious.
And then Sheena said that she saw it in the morning. And she was very offended because her baby had COVID. So she was in a bad mood, which I hate when people are like, I was in a bad mood because a different reason. So I took it out.
But like, you don't need to give me the whole explanation about it. All you have to say is I was in a bad mood, but Sheena's going on and on about her baby having COVID.
Feel bad for me.
Yes. She wants the sympathy and to redirect it from like her being a bitch on social media to like, my baby was sick. Feel sorry for me, which both can be happening at the same time, but stop deflecting it to your baby being sick.
Cause it was bitchy. I mean, like I posted it, whatever it was. Yes. Sheena said something like, you didn't have the right tools or whatever. He would have hung it if like you provided this. And Charlie was like, I'm sorry. Did you say something?
What's she was like, issue? Oh, have a rough night last night or something. And Sheena was like, yes, I did.
Yeah, I actually did. So Sheena then decides, cause Sheena loves Twitter. She's done this before. She liked a bunch of meme tweets about Charlie. And Charlie's like, that's because Sheena needed attention. But, you know, Charlie's not Sheena. She's fine with the attention she's getting.
Again, though, Sheena, like, tries to deflect the fact that she did something against her friend and was mean to her friend as, like, well, I was really mad. And it's like, okay, Charlie's, but that doesn't, like, then talk to me. Come text me and tell me to take that down.
And then Sheena says she did text Charlie, but instead of being like, hey, can you take this down? Like, it's really not funny. She said, Brock is getting enough shit. You don't have to pour gas on the fire. So Charlie's like, fuck you then. Like, I don't care.
Either right, ask me honestly to take it down. Don't tell me like intuitively that like
he's. I have to protect. All we said was he couldn't hang a TV, and like I thought it was hilarious. I didn't then think Brock is a worse person.
No, I thought honestly it was funny. It came off like Brock. That's hilarious.
They should have bantered. He should have responded and been like, "I think your wall's the problem, not me."
Yes,
like, something funny,
something lighthearted, like but like backing yourself up that it wasn't your fault. And this would have come off.
That was me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. But yeah, so Charlie then kind of gets mad and she tells Sheena to stop blaming others and take accountability for the first time in your life. Boom.
Amen. I needed
Charlie's
that.
A fan favorite.
I needed that because let's just say the rest of this reunion, Sheena does not do that.
She doesn't look great. No. Okay, so then we're joined by Schwartz, Katie, and Lala. We ask how Ocean is. Ocean's great. She's with Lala's mom. And then Andy is like,
can I say something really quick? I think Lala and Katie look fire. I know we kind of talked, we got like in the group opening, we got to like talk about the other people, but like
Lala looks amazing. Katie, I'm fine with, I'm not hating.
I know you don't like her, but I don't think you align with like her style, which is totally fine.
Her makeup and hair looked great. Wasn't she wearing like gloves or something?
I think Katie loves to do things a little extra, which like,
I know
it's costumey for her, but like Lala was revenge body on
holy
point.
Shit. Someone needs to break my heart so I can look like Lala. Can someone please? Begging you.
I love it. I hope, you know what? I hope she bought her reunion dress before her and Randall broke up. So it's on his credit card.
Oh, same. So then Andy's like, hey, by the way, we have something to tell you.
And like, goes, we gotta have the trauma all over again.
We must relive. But James is funny and he goes, Lala ain't the only one that has a broken engagement. And Lala's like, what? The Bubbas are so upset.
Oh, that my god,
so upset. But Lala's course, more like twin.
And of course Schwartz trying to be like the dad is like, listen, so many people wait 20 years divorced instead and they hate their partner, so like look at you.
He got so much hate on Twitter for saying that because people were like, is he alluding that he hates Katie? And I was like, oh man,
no.
It's just even funnier then.
I did not even think that. I think this is totally a Schwartz comment where he doesn't understand how to say something correctly because somebody said it earlier, like,
this is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, somebody said it earlier in a more eloquent way of like, this is really mature of you guys. Like, if you didn't do this, would you guys have ended in divorce? You know, like, think about the bright side of it. Whereas like Schwartz is like, listen, 20 years from now, you could have hated your partner.
My God, you could have killed her in her sleep. You don't even know.
Look at no more murder charges. All because you're breaking off this engagement.
Amazing. So Lala feels really sad for them, but admires them both for doing it the right way. And Raquel thinks that, you know, her and James were put into each other's lives for a reason, and they're never going to regret their time together.
I needed that.
It like brings my whole heart. Okay.
Stop being so kind to each other because I hate you both, but I love you at the same time.
I know. So let me talk about mothers. Sheena's body, she gained 55 pounds with her pregnancy, but she looks fucking great now. So I don't.
I agree. I think fine. Here's my thing is
the whole time.
Some of her outfit choices, I just don't think. I think they make her problem areas that she thinks is a problem. I think she's fine exactly how she is. But sometimes I think the outfit choices she picks just don't help it. But like, if she's comfortable with that, that's great. I think it's hard to dress on camera too.
You know how in 2021, hello everyone, we support all body types, whatever 100%. The fuck you look like, whatever you want to wear. And like, look hot, do your thing. I felt really bad for Sheena because she was clearly, she's still probably a size medium, maybe a size large, not even that big. But she, would wear like the baggy clothes that would cover her.
I don't think she felt confident in what she was wearing. Yes. So I think she was picking wrong things rather than picking things she would have like felt better in.
No, bitch, just wear the crop top. We're going to support it because that's what the
wear what
about
makes you happy. That. Don't wear what you think other people want you to wear. Yes. Like, I don't want her to like cover up and wear the baggy clothes just because she feels uncomfortable because like Raquel's standing next to her.
What a
Katie does this so well. Like she is confident in anything she wears despite other people making her body a discussion all the time.
Yeah. She's open. She did that great post. Raquel posted a picture with Katie. Katie was laughing. She had a few double chins because when you laugh, you like throw your head back with it. And someone was like, Raquel, you're so shady for posting this pic.
Like, which, to be honest, I'm gonna be honest. When I first saw it, I was like, "Ooh, I'd be pissed if that were me." But I love how Katie reframed that. I look happy. I don't look at. I mean, I see the double chins, but like what I see is happiness, and I want to take that into my own life.
It's a cute picture. I know. I agree. I used to be like that, so I'm like trying to get back into that. Mm-hmm. So I like enjoy myself. Because man, did I used to look horrible, but I was happy. I didn't really care. I'm gonna do it again. Anyway, so then we talk about Lala's perfect body. Was it diet, exercise, or a pact with Satan? I hope it's the third.
All of the above.
But she said it was genetics. But you know, she still has her own insecurities. Like people shouldn't just look at her and think she has a perfect body because she sees different things, which
when
I think
a whole baby come out of you. How can things not be different?
Also, it just shows like people who are 500 pounds are going to love their bodies sometimes more than people who are 100 pounds. Like it doesn't fucking matter. Do what you want to do. It's 2021, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Buy the clothes that fit. That's my new motto with myself.
Buy the clothes that fit. You're the one that told me my body's probably not going to change.
I know. Sorry to destroy your whole life, but like, who cares if you're 28 or 27 in jeans? If the 28 fits, get that rather than trying to squeeze yourself and making yourself pissed.
I know. I agree. Okay. So we talk about Lala's outside help for Ocean, you know, our running joke that the nanny would just show up.
This, I feel like this gave me the context I needed on this, but I still think
help.
I
don't support this baby showing up for 5 seconds. So we remember Lala's.
I agree. I'm more supportive than I was at the beginning of the season of her like nannies and all of that. But
I never hate it.
I don't like
the nannies.
How the children are show ponies. Yeah, they're show ponies that are toted out for like 10 minutes. And then like nanny comes back and grabs the baby.
We have the same hate on Sheena's mom. So
yes, they both do it. I think no matter everybody would do it. I'm like, let's just pretend like the babies don't exist until they can add to this. Like, do it like the Kardashians where we're not going to explicitly film the kids. But if they pop up in there, that's fine. But like, let's stop toting them out.
So Lala basically says, you know, she didn't have a partner when she had Ocean, like she didn't have a Brock. Miranda wasn't around. So her option was to have a night nurse and a day nurse. And she's forever grateful for those women that helped her because those women have helped her raise her daughter.
I love how she phrased that.
I do too. Okay. So Schwartz and Katie, are we having babies? And they had planned sex for 3 months. We already have the Katie Schwartz don't have sex joke. Like it's very funny,
but now they like have a lot of sex.
They have a lot of sex, but it's planned. It was a world record of how much sex they had. But also we're all fascinated about Schwartz's sperms because remember the whole bath thing.
My God.
Also, every time I take a hot shower, I like kind of think about Schwartz now. Okay.
I was reading a book about, and they like, there was a couple and they went into on a hot tub and were going to try and have kids. And I was like,
that's
they weren't related. It wasn't related in this way, but they were just in the storyline going into a hot tub. But then also further down the road, we're going to have kids. And I was like, well, shouldn't I have gotten in that hot tub?
You're saying there, you're like, his sperm is done.
I'm like, you're ruining.
But yeah, so Sandoval, he loved that sperm like it was his own.
Oh my God, so much care into that box.
We had a hunch that it was probably difficult for Schwartz to get his sperm in that.
I couldn't even like pee in a toilet if somebody was standing outside the door waiting for me.
The whole camera crew, the entire thing, and Sandoval, who's like making noise downstairs.
Oh my God.
Which is so funny, but it worked. He did it. So then we go to Ariana, you know, after years of saying she doesn't want to have a kid, she did freeze her egg. It was inspired by Sheena. It wasn't Ariana's, you know, thought, but she did it. And she said if she dies for some reason, they go to Tom and then Tom.
Which I'm like, whoa. Do you think if Ariana died, Tom would have a kid?
Yeah, I think so too. I think Tom's slightly praying for Ariana's death because he's like just 1%.
This is what I keep saying, and I feel like it's just like the slight bright side of someone mm-hmm. passing, but like my dad has some of my student loans in his name. So it's like, if he dies, I never have to pay those. And I'm like, well, there's the one plus if you somehow leave this earth.
So like, I'm heartbroken and I could never put a price on this person, but also.
But like, here's what I get out of it.
Gotta look on the bright side somewhere.
Now I'm having a child.
So Ariana says that Sandoval, let's talk. And this angers me too, because it happens all the time to women. It's always like, when are you going to have a kid? Are you going to have a kid?
Yes.
Kid. But Sandoval's never, you know, men, including Sandoval, are never asked if they're going to have kids, because it's like, fine if they don't have kids for some reason. So Ariana does bring this up and she says she's always blamed for taking away Sandoval's want to have a kid. And she says that Sandoval doesn't even have like an intense desire to be a dad.
There's like this massive misconception that he's sitting there on the sidelines, sad that he doesn't have a baby. Yeah.
Yeah. She was basically like,
which is true. I never thought about that. The only thing he's ever championed for is like getting married.
Yeah. I think he just,
people put him hand in hand.
Yes.
That like he would only have a baby if he was married, and because they're not getting married, they're not having a baby.
I think Ariana would rather have a kid than get married, honestly.
I actually agree with that.
So like basically, Sandoval just said, you know, there's a certain point where he's like, a kid would be fine, but he's not like ever going to desire or need one to be happy.
It's more so the never.
He doesn't want to be told never.
Yeah, which I get that. I can get that from, he is definitely that personality. He's a guy who does not want to be told an absolute definitive no.
Yeah. And I think Ariana freezing her eggs, he's like, that 1%, she dies, I get a kid.
But even the 1% that she changes her mind, I think Ariana just loves to be in control of things. And so she was in for freezing her eggs because it gave her control if she ever did want that. And I love that she took control of that.
I think a surrogate would be great. Like, I think Ariana probably doesn't want to be pregnant, which I get.
She has talked about that. Remember, she has like issues, I feel like, with her
body issues. Yeah.
And so, you know, that's a possibility. Like, it gives her the power to make those choices down the road.
Yes. But Ariana also told Tom to freeze his embryo. So he's on that. He's going tomorrow, probably, in case Ariana dies. So next child for Sheena. She's going to have a surrogate. Because her placenta was poisoning her
I couldn't understand this fully. All I know is she said she had preeclampsia, which, like, not to minimize it, but a lot of people have it. But it is, I think, pretty common. If you have it once, you're always going to have it. So, like, check. Can understand that. But then she goes into, like, the placenta and the blood and and her body was, like, attacking itself. And I was like, I'm lost.
I just have the placenta was poisoning her body. And basically she could have died.
And she couldn't like hold the baby without somebody else there. I guess she was probably so weak after it happened, but like,
I kind of thought more if I might be wrong and maybe this is a good horror movie type thing, but I more thought like if the placenta was poisoning her body, she maybe wasn't in the right mindset to hold a baby.
Well, I think it had to do with the blood.
Like, oh, I don't know anything.
I know nothing. I'm just making assumptions. Everything I say from here about placenta and Sheena's body and babies, I'm just making up.
I hate, first off, I hate bodies. Like, I'm not a nurse for a reason.
Yeah.
Second off, I don't really pay attention to pregnancy too often. So
I'll find out whenever I'm in that situation. No need to know now.
Yeah, I don't need to. But basically, there was obviously something horribly wrong. And for 45 seconds, Sheena's baby didn't make a sound, which is like very scary.
Yeah, which I don't know. And again, not to minimize that, but like, I don't know what normalcy is. Like,
okay,
I know some babies make noises immediately, but like, are there other babies who don't?
Actually, I was watching some video where the girls were like, I'm sure it was some reality show. The girls were like, in the movies, they make it seem like the minute the second your baby comes out, it cries. They're like, that's not reality. It like
takes okay, that's a few what I was thinking too.
Like make noise. So I don't know.
Yeah, like, what that length of time. Yeah.
Like I don't know if they were concerned for Sheena's baby or not for 45 seconds.
I feel like when I get told something, I always ask myself, is that normal?
Like I don't know. But yeah, so sad, but I understand using a surrogate. I would 100%. Honestly rather use
And she has her frozen egg, so like she's locked yeah. and loaded for this.
Tom Sandoval is going to be like, stick one of Ariana's eggs up there by accident.
That's what I thought she was about to say outside of her like pregnancy craziness. Mm. I thought she was going to say, because we had just gotten off the topic of Ariana's eggs, that like Sheena would be like, I'll be your surrogate.
They can get surrogates together. That'd be cute. And then they have a baby at the same time. I'm just
saying. That would actually be anyway, adorable.
I told Meredith this. My internet freaked out on me. So I know we talk about Katie and Schwartz's fertility journey. I didn't get a ton about it. I know Katie was, they obviously were having issues with their fertility. It was all yeah. Tom Schwartz's fault. I'm just kidding.
They also, well, here they like touch on Katie's abortion and why did she decide to talk about it? And Katie said she didn't want to shy away from any scary topics. She wanted to be honest.
No, I missed that whole, that's like the best.
It was really sweet. And you know what? What I love about Katie telling the story is it normalizes it. Like I can see myself in Katie's shoes here.
Yeah.
You know, like there was, Katie obviously talked about how like her and Schwartz weren't in a great place at that point. And Katie, I mean, she's so freaking realistic. It's insane. But she's like, a baby's not going to fix the problems we were facing. You know, tomorrow wasn't promised. We would never be here right now if we had kept, like, if we had kept that child. She would have been a single mom. And you know what? Like, honestly, that's true. If you have ever watched the show Teen Mom, 16 and pregnant, like most of those people aren't together. Not that Katie was 16, but like, it's really hard when you're in
a bad place in your relationship,
a new relationship, an unstable relationship. That doesn't mean you can't get to a great place, but like to throw a baby in there is going to make things 20 times worse. Not that I know this, don't have a child, but
Meredith and I do a lot of research on Teen Mom. And I mean,
fan favorite show.
I think the only couple that's still together is the couple that gave their baby up for adoption. So,
I mean, Mackenzie and what's his
name? Mom too. Oh, but they had their own.
They had a really
set of issues.
Yeah, I mean, they were basically about to get divorced.
That was crazy.
And then
anyway, it doesn't matter.
They had never told anyone really about the abortion. Sandoval never knew. He found out with the show. Katie told her family right before it aired, so like they started telling people about it. And I believe when we watched that episode, it was about 10 years ago is when they maybe like 8, but like it had been a while, so people were really shocked. But Lisa told them that, you know, like Schwartz is going to be such a great dad and Katie's going to be such a great mom one day, but Schwartz needs to take getting pregnant a little bit more seriously.
Well, this is where I caught, he can't actually come unless Sandoval's in the house anymore.
And Ariana's like, please stop. I don't need to know this.
Katie threw up a little bit. She did not find it funny.
Is where I'm like, all right, this is too close of a relationship. Like, let's get a little bit of boundaries.
Mort takes it like a step too far. He like thinks he's being funny or comforting. I know. And he just always makes us cringe a little bit.
Back to the James comment about them, like, thank God you're not going to hate Raquel in 20 years.
I know. So let's talk about Schwartz and Sandy's. Never forget when they got a lot of work done on some mushrooms. Oh, but Andy asks Schwartz in 10 seconds or less, what is this bar? And Schwartz, I don't know what the fuck he said, but I was watching that clock. It hit 16 seconds and Andy cut him off.
He basically just grazed the top and he was like 15 seconds in and never really got to any of the like meat of it.
He sounded good at first. It took a full turn. Lisa first heard about Schwartz and Sandy's from Jax Taylor.
I loved hearing this. I needed this. And I love the fact that he told Lisa right after he was let go, which let's first address that. That's the first time we've ever heard that Jax Taylor has been let go.
He was and let go.
Two, like it seems that Jax wanted to tell Lisa, thinking Lisa would freak out. Like, because he was pissed, he wanted to screw over like Sandoval.
And it did not work.
No, I don't think Lisa would ever be pissed, because even like think about the James stuff over the years. Like, Lisa isn't a grudge holder. She is trying to get you to a better place by giving you boundaries to like get your life together. She doesn't do things to like hurt you. She fired James to try and get him sober.
Yeah, make him realize. This, like, she's probably very happy. Like, good for them. They're learning the restaurant business. And now
it's like a baby bird. They just flew out of the nest.
And Lisa even offered, like, if you want your TomTom money back, I'll give that to you. But the Toms were like, no way. That is
They're so dedicated to that place. Which I get that.
I get that. That's where you got your start. That's honestly more famous than anything. Yeah. Even though Schwartz did get denied for loan, he didn't want to give TomTom away.
Okay, but Schwartz also says he got a cash out refi, I think. And James is confused, and so am I. I didn't understand what he was talking about.
My note says, not sure what Schwartz did for money, but he got it. He got okay. But they're on track to open spring of 2022.
Okay, sure.
But they're under budget, which again, I was like,
can we for ourselves, because you know, I'm such a timeline person, define in our minds what spring of 2022 means. So like, when's the last date? End of May, Memorial Day.
Fine. Memorial Day.
If they don't have it open.
We called it.
Okay. I don't think they will, especially after seeing that video.
Oh yeah. The fun video. It does look a lot better, but it still doesn't look 1000%.
We got those dumb little arches.
The only place in LA though that you're guaranteed to see the stars,
which without. I thought that was a funny bit, but like why does that matter? Nobody's gonna come because they can see stars in one booth.
I don't want to go to this. I mean obviously we're gonna have to go to LA and visit all these places.
I would go here at 1 in the afternoon. I would never go here. Like, I would go
to lunch pregame somewhere. Before TomTom.
I would stop by really quick, stop by in here. And out, one drink, gone.
And it's in a strip mall.
I can't imagine taking an Uber to a fucking strip mall. I've done it in my life before, but like, I'm not interested in doing it. I don't want to do it.
Okay. So now let's talk about Katie versus Sandoval. Katie really wanted to work on the new bar, but Andy did say Katie seemed critical of all of Sandoval's ideas. But Katie does say it wasn't her criticism. It was Tom Schwartz's. Yeah,
which you called it.
Grievances. And Schwartz even backstabbed Katie on here. He was like, no, Katie, that's not it. And I was like, oh, this man is so angry.
Which, okay, I think Schwartz was a little honest, though, is, you know, like, he gave us the most honesty this entire season on this topic. You know, we did learn that Schwartz did hate this, the name Schwartz and Sandy's.
He said he was going to walk away.
Yes. And he even said it to Sandoval. So like, when Katie said that Schwartz hates the name and Sandoval said, no, he doesn't, that was wrong. Was
real. Yes. But Schwartz just like didn't back it up. He was like, no, it's fine.
Yeah. He just sat there and flailed.
Yeah.
Like a little bitch.
So then Sandoval and Schwartz made a pact at the beginning that said like no significant others.
Which that's very interesting.
Yes. And then Schwartz agreed to it. But then he said, as an adult, he changed his mind, which fine, but also,
you got to vocalize that.
I know, you can't just bring Katie one day and be like, she's helpful.
Yes.
I'm a fan of all.
Which like you can see, especially in this little segment, the linchpin of Schwartz truly being the root of all problems.
So Sandoval just said he was annoyed that Katie was involved. And then we have to talk about the comment. Sandoval told Katie that he brought money into her household, and Sandoval says, you know, he just meant he takes the choice here. He makes the choices and he pushes Schwartz to do these things.
But that's not what he said, though. I know. Him to acknowledge that he should have never said that. Was
bad. Yes. Yeah. Schwartz then says, like, yeah, I get Sandoval loves me. The conversation looked really bad. Sandoval then says propaganda was
spread. Oh my God. I like, this is where I wish like Andy would ask them, like, tell me more. Like, what do you mean by this? Because like, what fucking propaganda was out there about him?
The horrible tweets about what he said. But then Lisa says it's emasculating for Sandoval to say that about Schwartz. And then Katie starts going off about how Schwartz is the only one doing work now and Sandoval doesn't do anything.
Which I was like, oh, blah, Katie. Blah, blah,
blah. And Schwartz is literally like, Katie, stop.
He's like,
Katie,
I feel like he's trying to put a hand over her mouth.
I know. I know. Which I was like, Schwartz, you are the it. You are the one that's causing.
Stop telling her this shit.
Katie and Sandoval to fight.
Stop telling her these problems if you don't want her to use them.
Because you will, because yeah. You're a little bitch.
Especially, so especially in preparation for this reunion. Katie, everybody, this isn't just a Sheena thing. This isn't everything. Every single person does this. You deflect off of your issues and throw other stuff back at people. So like you stacked up all this emo for Katie to be like, Sandoval isn't doing his part in like everyday normal way, which like when you say that one day, Katie scoops it up and puts it in her arsenal and throws it at him at this reunion.
I just can't believe Schwartz was then there. Like, I didn't say that. No, she's lying. And I was like, sir, oh my God. You're on the verge of divorce.
He's throwing Katie under the bus as if she's making this shit up.
I was like, sir, you're not even in the same place as Sandoval. You could just bad connection for Zoom.
At this point, I need Sandoval and Katie to realize that Schwartz is the problem and like stop attacking each other.
You know who the only person that probably knows Schwartz is the problem?
Is Ariana.
Ariana.
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing is, like, Ariana's not going to get herself involved and, like, start even a bigger fight. She's just going to shut up and know that he's the problem.
She did say a little bit during this argument, Katie and Sandoval are obviously, like, whatever. Ariana did say she didn't think Sandoval was boasting or anything. She, like, tried to kind of stand up for her man.
Yeah.
But also not enough to be like, I got your back, like, Katie's
that's the thing is she's not calling like, Katie wrong. Ariana plays this correctly. She doesn't like call Katie or Schwartz wrong. She says, you know, that wasn't like Sandoval's intention. She like tries to clear the air of like Sandoval's problem.
You guys are just seeing like both of you are seeing.
Let me give an explanation for his behavior.
So she did this with Sandoval. She was like, you can't talk to Katie like that.
Yes.
She's done this with Katie. Like that's not what Sandoval meant. She's
yes.
Trying to be like, you two hate each other so much. You just
she's the referee or like the interpreter for like how she's basically saying how Schwartz is wrong, but without saying Schwartz's name. She's like, listen, that's not what was happening, but also Sandoval didn't mean it that way, but also you can't talk to her that way. Like Schwartz and Ariana are the opposite.
The worst. But that's the end of part one. To come, we have to talk about the Randall rumors. We have to talk about Brock shading Lala. We have to talk about Ariana and Katie arguing and Sheena yelling about her engagement and more Randall cheating stuff. Which honestly, I'm ready for Randall to cheat.
I know, like, because I feel like we've gotten information about Raquel and James's. Well, no, more information about Raquel and James's breakup than we have about Lala and Randall, because Raquel and James have started to do interviews. Lala really hasn't said as much about truly what has been going on. She's just like said there's been red flags and he sucks and she doesn't live with him anymore. But like, I need to know what's been going on behind closed doors.
I know. Okay. Well, join us for the reunion
part two.
Episode two. Yeah.
I mean, this was amazing. I think it had enough of things that pissed me off, but scattered with shock from the James Raquel breakup. Calling people out enough, like this is a productive reunion. There was never a group screaming. And I feel like this is the first time in Vanderpump Rules history, a group scream has not happened.
Well, we still have one more episode, so we'll see.
That's true.
All right. Listen, rate, review, subscribe, and we will see you in episode reunion part two or whatever.
Thanks. Bye.